You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
The Property Show on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Brought to you by Nippon Paint, the paint expert.
This is The Property Show. Joining me today is James Tan, Project Director of Suntrack Development. James, why did you decide to get into the property business?
It was basically opportunities that we saw 10 years ago that my family business was in. The opportunity from construction, and then we saw value in some land in Balakong, and that's where it started.
A lot of construction business go into property development. What are some of the issues faced by companies doing that switch?
I think the main problem sometimes for contractors going to developers is that they are too cost-driven instead of value-driven, and then, you know, customer demand-driven. A lot of them come out and then they do the, you know, the cookie-cutters kind of products. I think that's where they struggle a little bit.
How does Suntrack deal with the switch from construction to property developer?
Well, we've made our fair share of mistakes in our very first project, but in the second project, you know, being a fresh graduate at that point in time, a few years after that, I've been given an opportunity, and we have to think out of the box a bit and really look into what customer demands and find your gaps where you can add value.
Can you share what those mistakes are, just very briefly?
No, there were not any big particular mistakes other than the fact that we were almost a bit of a cookie cutter, but even at the first project, we saw value in this very young architect who was able to design something that was a bit more Balinese. Even for a location in Balakong, the houses was below 400,000. He was able to come up with some simple design that differentiated itself. So
and fit the price.
And fit the price. So it's okay. We didn't make a huge mistake after all. That one also did quite well.
What are the things that you look out for as the project director of a property?
Always understand the trends and the customers and what they're looking for in space and usability. Also understand the trends in location. I think what people are looking out for are upgrading. People want to upgrade in their lifestyle and their living environment and their space usability. So in Summer Glades, it's a project of 40% green that's only 6 units per acre, very low density. And we surround every unit of the house next to a garden. We also place the living room and master bedroom in view of the gardens. So people get to change the way that they live in the house in view of a garden that is always connected to open space.
So you have outdoors, indoors?
Yeah. Borrowing space was the exact word that our architect who won some awards, his name is Leong Yu Kui, that's borrowing space, it was his exact words.
Is it a reflection of the changing needs of a Malaysian home buyer?
Yes, absolutely. People want more space, they want more room to live with. The fact that we put our living room next to the garden and have every unit of our house surrounded by gardens, people believe in it. They walked in and they saw value and instantly understood that the way they live in the house and how the children interact with the home will be different.
In your perspective, being in the industry, what are some of the key trends in property development?
I think the key trends are upgraders. People are doing a bit better in their income and what they demand for in their house. They may not necessarily demand for a much larger house, but they want the environment around their house to improve. They want things to do. They want things for their children to do. You know, I mean, just an example of a customer who bought our house. He now has to travel 15 minutes just to drive his very young children to a garden. So in our case, his children just get to play in the garden with real children all the time. And rather than being stuck with a TV and computer like most families are faced with.
So is it true that properties are no longer just a house that you live in? It must be a lifestyle.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think it must be much more than a house. It must be with functions, design in mind, you know, with environment, design in mind, location. No, never mind a poorer location, but, you know, always understand what the customer's demand for is. It's absolutely more than just concrete and brick walls.
What is your personal investment strategy?
Always evaluate a property on its value and its concept and its proposition and what it means to live there and what it has to offer. In the case of our project, it is very different from other projects. Look for that gap to be differentiated. I mean, even from an investment perspective, yeah, always remember scarcity means higher price, so to speak, and potential for appreciation.
Can you share any specific property investments that you have?
I've not made too many, but some of my friends who have made investments in Desa Park City, for instance, and they did very well, and we have so much to learn from that. I mean, it's an industry, we learn from each other, and their proposition is very simple, and improvement in built environment and the living environment and open space surrounding your house.
So do you see Suntrack moving in that direction more and more?
Yes. What we have done in Summer Glades, we don't take credit for absolutely. It is not a new idea. We also learn from other people. We engage people who have done great projects. For instance, we're very grateful to have engaged our architect, Leong Yu Kui, to work on our project.
What kind of property do you live in?
I currently live in a Link house.
Mm-hmm. Whereabouts?
Oh, well, in Taman Desa, Old Klang Road. Yes, it's near my parents. One of the reasons I choose to live there. But even then, you know, imagine this house being 30 years old. There were some things that the architect did very right in their space usage.
For example?
Having a rectangular kitchen rather than a squarish one, so that the rectangular, you can have counters on both sides. It's a lot more usable. Having a lot of ventilation to the entire width of the house on the first floor for the family area, because I live in an intermediate house. Certain things they did, I was very impressed then. Yeah.
Okay, so which part of the house do you love most?
The kitchen, the living room. The architect was very generous in window space. Even an intermediate house for the living and dining had windows front and back. So there's plenty of natural light and air into that area. Oh, I loved every bit about it, yes.
James Tan, Project Director of Suntrack Development. Coming up next, your questions answered by our panel of experts. This is a property show brought to you by Nippon Paint, the paint expert with total green solutions. BFM 89.9, the business station.
The Property Show on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Brought to you by Nippon Paint, the paint expert.
BFM 89.9, the business station.